on radio, online, and on digital. Red Simons.
I had a conversation with Lachlan Quick yesterday about sandbags. And I was pursuing the idea that there is a sandbag alternative. And Lachlan from the SES pointed out that there is, in fact, an alternative. There's this stuff, this thing, that when it gets wet, it inflates in some way. We were a little wary of it because it is a proprietary product, and we here at the ABC do not pander to the merchants. But it seems the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence has an interest in this, and we're friends with them. Grant Lee Reed works with the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence Social Enterprises Department. Good morning, Grant Lee.
Yeah, good morning, Greg.
This is a curious business. The Brotherhood actually has an entrepreneurial wing, does it?
Yeah, we sure do, Red. It's our social enterprises division based out in Brunswick.
Mm-hmm. And now, tell me about these, I'm going to say the name, Floodsacks. That's the brand name. What do they do? What are they?
Yeah, well, thanks, Red. Look, Red, can I just give you just an overview of how, I suppose, social enterprises became involved in this project?
Yeah.
The Attorney General's Department identified that those most vulnerable to flooding are the elderly, the infirm, the disabled, single-parent families, those lacking access to a motor vehicle, the ill or infirmed, or the poor. And all of these people are those that the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence are trying to assist now.
Mm-hmm.
So one of our team from the Social Enterprise Division discovered this product over in the UK. And we thought, okay, well, this is a great solution to assist, you know, those most vulnerable in the community, but to the wider community as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not rocket science. It's just a lightweight, portable alternative to the sandbag that expands on contact with water.
Yeah, I sort of want to ask more, but it's just what it is, isn't it?
Yeah,
how big is each flood sack?
Okay, well, we've got two sizes. The smaller size, and we call it our home pack. It's 45 by 35 centimetres, and unenergised, it weighs about 200 grams.
Right.
So when you want to use it, you simply place it in position, pour water on it, using water out of a hose or a bucket or a watering can, or even the flood water itself,
mm-hmm.
and within 3 minutes it expands to the size of a normal sandbag.
Okay. So it's a little sachet that turns into a sandbag.
Yeah, that's right. Look, it's filled with super-absorbent polymer crystals interwoven with wood pulp.
Mm.
And, you know, there's a reaction that takes place once water's in contact with it.
Okay. And the Brotherhood doesn't sell them as such, do you? How does it work? You have access to these. You've got a deal on them.
We've actually got the Australian licence for these, Red. And what we're trying to do is... push them out through local councils.
Mm-hmm.
A key government priority is to enhance community preparedness for natural events through community awareness raising activities. And our aim is just to support this process. And, you know, obviously the SES, the Flood Safe program, is a fantastic program. And we're trying to dovetail into that to encourage people to have their home, you know, their individual home emergency plan and flood safe Floodsacks is a great tool to integrate into that program.
You have it in the cupboard next to the fire extinguisher.
Exactly. That's it. You know, at home and in businesses, they just keep it in the storeroom. And, you know, that's one of the great advantages of it is it's, you know, lightweight and portability. And, like, climatologists are telling us now that they're predicting that there's going to be more short, intense rainfall events.
Yep. And rainfall.
Overall rainfall.
Yeah.
And the SES have also said that, you know, that their greatest challenge is going to be this urban flash flooding. Now, if people can be, you know, more resilient and have this sort of equipment at home, yeah, like ready to use,
What do you do with them once they're used? Can you put them in the microwave and deflate them again?
No, Red, look, and that's a good question. Once they're energised, they'll stay that way for 3 months,
mm-hmm.
So you can use them for the season. And once you finish with them, they're fully biodegradable, so you can bury them back in the garden and all the moisture will disperse, or you can put them in the bin and they can go to landfill and they'll decompose.
I like the garden option better.
Exactly.
Thank you, Grantley.
No, my pleasure, Red. Thank you.
Grantley Reed from the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence, who are involved with this, tiny little sachet that turns into a sandbag, a flood sack. Kind of a neat idea.